Joining us now on OBX Today Live is Bob Balaram. Bob is, well, to say the least, he is a pioneer on the level of the Wright brothers. He is who came up with the concept of the Ingenuity helicopter. He's a Wright brothers, or Wright brother of Mars, if you will. He just this week was here on the Outer Banks and took time to visit Wright Brothers National Memorial, see some of the sites here on the Outer Banks. And we had a chance to speak with him all about what led to this historic flight, of course, the Ingenuity helicopter and the Perseverance rover, which are still on Mars. And Ingenuity even has a piece of the fabric from the Wright Flyer that flew at Big Kill Double Hill in 1903. Bob joins us now by telephone. And Bob, it's just a fascinating story how this all happened. I mean, from concept to reality, and how the Wright brothers tie into this.
Yes, we'll be glad to. In 2013, there was an interest in possibly sending a helicopter to Mars. Our JPL lab director at that time had gone to some conference somewhere, and he had seen some presentation on all these drone technologies that were just beginning to show up. And he asked, hey, can we do this on Mars? And it turned out that I had dabbled a little bit in some early research work with some colleagues of mine at Stanford, and also at a small company called AeroVironment in Simi Valley, back in the late 1990s, to see whether there was a possibility of flying something like a small helicopter on Mars. Very early research ideas. At that time, if you might recall, the little Sojourner rover, the little microwave-sized little rover that paved the way for rovers on Mars, had just landed, and there's a lot of excitement and interest. And even the American Helicopter Society had, sponsored a student competition to design a Mars helicopter. Anyway, that was all in the 1990s. It didn't get funded back then. And in 2013, the JPL director said, can we do this on Mars? And my organization, my colleague said, Bob looked at this in the 1990s, so let's have him brief you. I briefed him, and he gave us a little bit of seed money, and that eventually blossomed into the Ingenuity helicopter, which as of right now, we are 18 successful flights, and I believe we're going to be attempting a 19th flight very soon. So throughout the whole Ingenuity project, everything from the early conceiving of the project to, they actually getting the go-ahead to build some early prototypes, to build the engineering models, and then to build the actual flight unit, I have been the chief engineer for the project, in the role of, if you will, an architect, as well as to sort of make sure that we have the utmost technical integrity of the design all the way through launch and then operations right now. And of course, more recently, I've been handing it off some of my responsibilities to the younger members of the team. But I was pretty much through it for the 8 years of that effort, right from when the idea was conceived in 2013 in that briefing, all the way to now. And of course, it's not just me. There's a great team. I had a great project manager, Mimi Ong, who really made sure that we overcame all the programmatic and political and financial obstacles, as you can imagine. But together, me and a team of, I think at the highest, we are probably close to 80 people who had contributed in one way or the other, made this possible. And so as we were doing this, one of the things that I was very eager to do was to add some kind of token of our appreciation to all the pioneers who have come before. And we were looking around for what would be possible. And one of our folks on our media team had a good contact with Dayton Flight, the folks who run the Wright Brothers system there. And through them, and we got a piece of Wright Brothers fabric. This was actually some of the samples that were being auctioned off in those days to raise money for the Wright Brothers future experiments that they were undergoing. So we got the fabric. The Smithsonian, did the whole verification of all the provenance of everything. And we actually have a small piece of that fabric, about the size of a small postage stamp, That's flying on Ingenuity. It's tucked in between some pieces of Kapton tape and wrapped around a cable bundle just below the solar panel on Ingenuity. And so we took a little piece of the Wright brothers to Mars, and the first flight airfield that we took off on Mars is also has been named as the Wright brothers field. And so that's kind of in a nutshell how we got the helicopter to Mars, first time flying a powered control flight to another planet, much like what the Wright brothers did here on Earth. We did that on Mars. And it was a great way for us to pay homage to those pioneers back then who made all of this possible.
And you have had an opportunity to do very similar things in getting Ingenuity in the air. You've had to do a lot of things that the Wright brothers themselves did leading up to their experiments and then eventually flying on Big Kill Devil Hill.
Right. And, you know, I had read a fair amount about the Wright brothers before, you know, and I had an appreciation for what they did. But yesterday when I went to the, you know, the whole exhibit memorial here, it really struck home how much the similarities are there. I mean, there are all these similarities in the actual, our first flight was just 30 seconds, you know, and it's the same short flight that, you know, that they were having a few tens of seconds. So there are just obvious similarities in just what we did in the short flight, just prove you can fly kind of thing. But if you look back at how we even developed the program, the same ups and downs. I remember reading in the exhibit area about how, you know, they were... the brothers were initially quite disappointed with some of their flight experiments and almost gave up. And we had some early failures. We had a one-third scale model that generated lift, which was no mean accomplishment in that very thin 1% of Earth kind of atmosphere, but it was completely uncontrollable. And it really required us to approach things from fundamental physics, much as the way the Wright brothers did, to understand what was it that was causing the instabilities. And just like, you know, I really give credit to the Wright brothers, not so much that they flew, but that they flew in a controlled way. Controlling is aircraft with the ability to modify, you know, roll, pitch, and yaw in a stable way. That was their main contribution. And we had to learn how to do something similar for a helicopter on Mars, because it turned out that normal helicopter wings, which tend to be a little floppy, you can see them flap up and down if you look carefully here on Earth, that flap motion is damped down by the thick atmosphere you have on Earth. On Mars, you don't have damping from that thin atmosphere. And we had to make the blades extremely stiff in order to fight a control problem where that flapping was interfering with the control stability. So when I look back about how we had to discover that and overcome that, I was just reminded of the parallels of the Wright brothers, you know, saying, well, you know, all these published aerodynamic tables don't seem to be right. Let's build our own wind tunnel and test it and come up with the right numbers. And I believe when they found out that they actually knew more than all the other people who had all these college degrees and things and that, they really got encouraged. And we had a very similar situation, learning about the instability and how to solve it. We ourselves built a wind tunnel. We had to test our aircraft in low winds, you know, and but also at very low density corresponding to Mars. And there was no wind tunnel in the country that could do that. So we built our own. It was what's called an open section wind tunnel. It doesn't have the box surrounding the floor. It just has the fans. We used about 900 odd computer fans to generate, you know, the airflow at those low speeds and low density. So there was analogies in the wind tunnel, the testing we did. There was a whole analogy about how we had to learn how to do control. There was the actual short flight. So it was really, really hit home to me yesterday when I was just walking around and looking at everything that they did and walked out there on the field and saw their first flight, you know, locations and their glider locations. It was just really struck home. And I'm so glad that we found an opportunity to fly the little piece of fabric.
Talking to Bob Lallor, I'm from JPL, and the Ingenuity helicopter that flies on Mars. And, of course, he's here on the Outer Banks. What brought you out here to the East Coast, and more specifically, what brought you, gave you an opportunity to come visit our little piece of heaven?
Well, you know, I had always had the thought, especially after we, you know, had the fabric and we sent it to Mars, and I, just before the, our first flight on Mars last April, I announced it at the press conference and so forth. So there was, I'd always had this thought in my mind that, you know, I should pay a visit. But you know how it sometimes happens, you say, well, I'll do it some days, and then, you know, and COVID made travel all that more complicated and everything. But a friend of mine moved from California to Fayetteville.
Oh.
And I came to visit, and I said, you want to go on a road trip? And she said yes. And so we ended up on this epic road trip, and our yesterday was, you know, day two of our road trip. And we had a great time there, and we met some of the docents there. You might be Karen.
Mm-hmm.
She really, I think she's the one who put me in touch with you. So we had a great time there, spent a good portion of the day there. And so it was just both an excuse and an opportunity to come, because otherwise I probably would have put it off forever. But I must thank my friend for sort of, you know, saying, hey, come on over, just get on a plane and visit. And then we made a great road trip out of it.
Bob Balaram is our guest here on OBX Today Live. Had a chance to talk with Bob Tuesday morning while he was here on the Outer Banks. So what else have you got planned while you're here?
Well, I think today is going to be all at Hatteras and exploring that area. And then tomorrow we take the first of the ferries, the free ferry across to the what's the name of the island?
Ocracoke.
And then from then we take another ferry, the paid ferry, and then we'll head our way back to Fayetteville on Wednesday. So tomorrow is all ferry travel, and today is all exploring on Hatteras.
You are getting to see the Outer Banks at its finest, even in winter. This is our favorite time of year.
I was just thinking about something. Yesterday we drove up to a Corolla.
Oh, yeah.
To see the lighthouse there.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, this place will be a zoo in the summer months. You know, I just looking at the narrow road and just the sheer number of houses out there. And I'm sure you guys get invaded every summer by all the non-locals. So I was just imagining, like, what would traffic and things and be in? So it's been a little bit chilly at times, but, you know, one dresses warm and it's actually very refreshing. And I just said, I think actually, other than the fact that some of the things are closed, so we couldn't actually climb up the lighthouse and that kind of thing. And, you know, but a few of the restaurants are closed. You have to sort of call, make sure that they're open. But in just in terms of just enjoying the place and not being, you know, hemmed in perhaps with a traffic jam. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it'll be. But I just looked at that long winding road all the way up to Corolla, and I said, oh my God, there are houses every step of the way. And I could just imagine the traffic. And if there's even the slightest bit of hiccup in traffic, you're going to get backups and so forth. So I think this is actually a very, really cool, awesome time to visit and see. You know, this morning we went down to the beach and saw an East Coast sunrise coming over the clouds and lighting up the edge of the clouds. It was just absolutely beautiful, fantastic beaches. And I'm really looking forward to headed towards Hatteras, where maybe there's a little bit more wilderness to see and less houses. But yesterday was great. I had a great time.
You will see that. One thing about it, you're getting to experience the Outer Banks as the Wright brothers experienced it on that cold December morning in 1903. That I know that's got to be great and a thrill on top of just being here, where you've been able to do something that no one else had done before, at least lead the team to do that, and then to be here in the place where it all started over 100 years ago. I know that has to be special.
Coming home in my heart and in my mind, so I really, really have enjoyed this last few days.
Bob Balaram from JPL, of course, the head of the team that launched a helicopter on Mars, the Ingenuity. Thank you so much for taking some time. Enjoy your stay here on the Outer Banks. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And again, enjoy your trip out here.
Thank you so much.